The third way of showing love is through affectionate touch.
During their teenage years, our children may be embarrassed by physical contact with us, while at the same time longing for it. And very often, they not only want it, but they also need it in order to feel loved.
As I grew up, I didn't have much physical contact from my father after the age of around 12 or 13. When we had young children, I remember seeing a great friend greet his 19-year-old son. He gave him a big hug. And at that moment, I thought it's that type of unembarrassed affection that I want to show our children as they grow up and become teenagers.
With the onset of puberty, teenagers and preteens can become rather gangly and uncoordinated, and they're no longer the cuddly little girl or boy we once had. All this can make physical affection harder. In addition, they may well start to feel self-conscious, particularly with the parent of the opposite sex.
I remember our daughter withdrawing as she became more aware of her femininity, and I felt rather hurt. I tried to find ways to maintain physical contact, such as by putting my hand on her shoulder if I was helping her with homework, or giving her a quick hug and a kiss when we said hello or goodbye. After some years, she grew through this phase, and her self-consciousness passed, and I was glad that I hadn't given up.
One mother with a teenage son said to us, "I have to be alert to when he's open to a hug." And a teenage girl said, "I find if Mum rubs my back when I'm stressed, it helps me relax."
But we do need to choose our moments, particularly so as not to embarrass them in front of their friends. I remember when Benj and Barney were going to a new school, aged 13 and 11. On their first day, I expected I'd go in through the school gates with them. However, as we got near, they both simultaneously said, "Bye, Dad," and rushed in. Not, I realised, because they couldn't wait to get into their new school, but because they were so worried I'd give them a hug in full view of their new classmates.
I think through high school, when I was growing up, I was so standoffish from my parents because I was so insecure that I didn't want any touch, any hugs. It always helped. It was always so wonderful when it happened, but I always tried to avoid it.
I think we knew that, and so we would make an extra effort to give her a hug, even though it seemed like she didn't want it. We thought she really did, and so we.
Well, I needed it.
You did.
But I didn't. I didn't want to believe that.
Yeah, it was a funny age.
Yeah.
My love language is touch, and when I hug my parents, it just makes me feel like everything's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say my dad still does hug me, like in the evening before I go to bed or something like that. And I do like that. I do value that. You might think that it's a bit like I'm not six anymore. I don't like doing that, but really, it does make a difference. It shows that there is still a bond between you, and it is still necessary if you're going to move forward in a relationship.
With our youngest, his is touch. You know, he loves physical affection, and so making time to, you know, doing fun ways of sort of physical contact. So he loves one of us getting into bed with him at bedtime. I mean, he's 10 years old, but he still likes that sort of, you know, sort of fun aspect of, you know, cuddling together. Or if you're sitting on the sofa, he always wants the spot in between us. And so making sure that, you know, he feels special in that way, so that, you know, it's
and
his
the clues
love language.
Are, they do to us what they want us to do to them.
Our question for you today is, which of the five expressions of love do you find easiest to show to your children? Is it time, words, touch, presence, or actions? Why do you think you find it easiest? Have a good discussion with your partner or with your group of parents who you've gathered with.